everybody. Welcome to my radio. Hello. Welcome to Mind Tripping with Michelle. My name is Michelle Melio, and I'm your host. I will be your host for the next half hour. This is practice number two of our setting up our brand new studio. I'm very, very excited about that. We're just still working through some kinks, you know, as with everything. It just takes a little bit of time to get everybody on board and for all of us to get in the flow of things. So speaking of the getting in the flow of things, I know a lot of times when we work on stuff in our lives, in our professional lives, our spiritual lives, we tend to get caught up in life. And there was all these kind of roadblocks, and sometimes it can tend to be frustrating. Many people believe that that is part of the ascension process. So today I have with me my co-host, Robin, who is so smoothly holding everything together while I button up on getting my end together. Hi, Robin. How are you today?
Hi, Michelle. I'm doing good. How are you, other than being frustrated?
No, it's not. It's actually not frustration. It's just, it's working through the process and just, you know, making sure that this is a brand new process for all of us. So I'm real excited about the new studio, but along with something new and something so grand, you know, we just have to really expect for some, you know, some little snags along the way.
I agree. We've got some tweaking to do, but we'll get it figured out.
Yes, we will. So how are you today? You are guiding the show today.
I'm doing well. I just want to mention that anybody listening to the show or listen to it last week and has any questions about it, please call this number. We are live, and we will take your questions live and go right to Sandra. Our number for a guest call-in is 713-955-0351. And you can ask those questions about the ascension process to Sandra herself, and hopefully we will get some good answers. If not, you can always email us at michellemelioonline@gmail.com or robincraigandmedium@yahoo.com. And we'd love to answer any questions or any show requests that you'd like to hear, anything like that. You can always email us.
Great.
Other than that, what have you got going on lately?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm working diligently on getting this great, wonderful new studio ready for everybody, and and that's pretty much been occupying my spare time, and then, you know, that's pretty much been it. It's just getting the studio ready.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get it all fixed soon.
Yes. And how about you? How's everything going with you?
Oh, everything's going good here. We have the yearly cold going through the house. You know, hopefully I haven't gotten a hold of it yet, thank goodness. Keeping my fingers crossed and letting it pass through the house and hopefully stay free and clear of it. Other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. Well, good. Yeah, we've got a little bit of cold going through as well, and we're just trying to kick that. And it seems to be that season, no matter where you live, whether you're in nice sunny Florida or in the depths of New York, you still feel that. You know?
Yeah, it's never any fun to have to go through. Well, do you have Sandra's background, or do you want me to kind of let everybody know about what she's doing?
Unfortunately,
are you there?
I didn't.
Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're cutting in and out really bad.
Oh, geez. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Is this a little better?
A little bit.
Okay, great. Yeah, I apologize. I did not have time to get any of my show paperwork together.
Okay. Well, then let me let everybody know kind of who we're interviewing today. And if they didn't hear it last week, we'll just get them caught up. We are going to be talking today with a woman named Sandra Rose about the Ascension process. Originally, we had this scheduled for last week, and we did have the interview with her, but due to some technical errors, we got started late and then ended late, and it kind of cut our interview short, so we're redoing it. Michelle?
Great.
Yeah. We're going to take an in-depth look at the Ascension process. It's a worldwide awakening that's happening at this time. It's important for us to understand and prepare so that we can transition to the next human vibrational level. Today, Michelle will interview Sandra Rose. Sandra's experience of the creative process and artistic expression is totally intuitive, contributing greatly to her self-discovery, spiritual development, and awakening, a means by which she is able to connect with Source and feel something much greater, wiser, more powerful working through her. These experiences instilled a great sense of faith in her. She knew that someday she'd find answers to the questions she had about life and what she's truly here to do. Now, Sandra has written several articles pertaining to physical, spiritual, and emotional wellness for Natural Awakenings magazine. She's also the author of Journey Through the Heart of a Modern Mystic, original Native poet. She is also an artist and a lyrical writer.
Wow.
Yeah, some of her stuff can be found through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Trafford Publishing, and she even has a CD titled Womanology that she made back in 2008. She's the founder of Synderesis Wisdom, which is her website, dedicated to the task of helping others find their way along the journey of ascension. So,
That's quite a tall order. And I do believe that I got a package from Sandra last week, and I wonder if I could get my producer to find it for me, because I believe I got that CD in the mail as a special gift from Sandra. I'm so excited to listen to it.
Well, with us now, let's go ahead and get Sandra Rose, and we'll get talking with her and find out more about it. Hi, Sandra.
Okay, great.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming once again, twice in a row.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so one more time, let's have you kind of explain to everybody who maybe has heard of it before but doesn't know what it is, or currently is aware of what it is but not sure how to get there on a deeper level. If you would please kind of tell us about the Ascension process and what it's all about.
Well, actually, I see the Ascension process as being a very individual process. And so I always feel, and I try to make this very clear, that there really is no right or wrong way to go through it. And there really isn't a system to it. So it's more or less an experience. I think that the most important thing for people to understand is that whether we're aware of it or not, we are all going through an ascension process. Where we go as far as what's happening with the mass consciousness, the opportunities are there, everything is there. So we're all exposed to the experiences of the ascension process. We all have the opportunity to awaken and to evolve spiritually and develop. Mm-hmm. And I think that what happens is that if we are awake on whatever level that
is comfortable for us, that we allow ourselves to move through that process at our own pace. And that in and of itself is the ascension process. So everybody really is, especially those who are listening here today or people who do have some sort of spiritual awareness, are on the ascension process. There are just so many stair steps up there. You know, there are so many stair steps on the way and in between spaces, in between those steps.
Yeah.
I also feel that it's important for people to share what they are experiencing with others because, you know, the way I see it is that the best way that you help other people is in having that unity, that experience, not that you're totally alone, that you're not the only one experiencing this, so that you're able to express what you feel and have some sort of support and comfort in what's happening, because it affects every aspect of our being, our personal lives, our relationships. Of course, we have the bifurcation, and we talk about ascension. Everyone is ascending. Yes, everyone is, but whether they are resisting it or not is another question altogether, and that is probably a topic we can talk about, you know, forever at another time. But it's important for the people who are aware and who are experiencing these things to be able to connect so that the ascension process does move along as easily and as painlessly as possible.
Okay, Sandra, I have a question someone has emailed in asking that they are very new to awakening, so to speak, and would like to know if what they are feeling is the ascension or just being aware that there's more out there. How would they know if they were going through the ascension process is their question.
Well, this of course, another topic that can go on forever, which is why I have so much content on my site, is it's all about discernment. It's all about personal discernment. It's all about knowing oneself. When a person understands who they are, who their true self is. Once a person understands the different aspects of themselves, their personality self, their ego self, their true self, and once they can do that, then you're better able to discern. Okay, so now, today, for instance, I'm just being just smacked down with this, like, constant interference, and I'm doing my work or I'm meditating and this constant interference is happening and blah, 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 blah. And what is this? Is this just another, you know, building of strength from ascension? Is it interference from other energies coming at me because I am on the ascension path? Is it my own personal ego, self-sabotage? Am I, you know, what have I done or not done that these interferences coming in? And that's really what we have to start looking at. We have to start learning to understand ourselves first and be able to master our own thoughts, be able to have control over our own thoughts and our emotions so we can observe ourselves and we could become more neutral, more of a witness. And then we're able to understand that, okay, I'm feeling these things because, I'm feeling these things because I'm awakening and this really feels right to me on a soul level. We have to know who we are from the depths of our soul, and that's also part of the ascension process, is to know oneself, true self, and be able to separate.
That's very good, very good.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting.
So how else would somebody who's just getting into learning about this process know that that's what they were going through, or where would they go to find help with it, or how would they go about defining it and understanding what it is that they're doing?
Again, the information is out there. Many, not even just on my site, but there's so much information out there. And with the technology that we have right now, I think that, you know, it's just so available. And if you can express, if one can express how they feel and or find someone they can write to or explain how they feel, and then be able to have some support where they're able to step back and observe themselves, witness their responses, their behaviors, their actions, then you start to understand what's really, really happening. Again, it everything really comes down to knowing yourself and, you know, developing accurate discernment about yourself and about the things around you. Like I said, the information, there's information everywhere to speak up about it, to express how you feel. It's very difficult for people who don't, you know, not many people are aware and actively participating in the ascension process. And this is one of the issues that we have right now, is that things might be going awry in people's lives. I mean, things are just collapsing, you know, financially, people's jobs, people's relationships, things that are just not working as they were before. Because the more truths that are being exposed, the more energies that are being brought in, the higher the frequency that are being brought in, the lower frequencies, they really, things don't work as they did before. So a lot of people, their lives are just kind of collapsing, and it's important to understand that it's not just happening to me or you, or it's happening everywhere, and to understand why it's happening, what we can do about it, what we're doing to make it better for ourselves, what are we resisting? I often see that a lot of it is control. I think we have to learn how to let go of control and to just experience what we're experiencing, share it with transparency and honesty, work at overcoming the ego, the need to know everything, because we'll never know everything. The need to know everything, the need to be right, the need to be able to explain everything. We might not be able to explain things in language all the time, but we can experience them. And when we know ourselves, we know what we're experiencing is truth. We know when it's true. We just know.
Yep.
I experienced many, many things over the course of 10 years. I've been going through this ascension process, and it took me up until 3 years ago to, even though I was spiritually awakened, I had done soul readings for people, I have had spiritual experiences since I'm a very, very young child. So I was always aware. However, when ascension really kicked in, I mean, full throttle, I still didn't have an idea of what ascension was. And it wasn't until about 3 years ago that I was able to understand it in those terms. So I may have understood it as though I'm experiencing this spiritual experience. I know it's a spiritual experience. I know this is happening. I see these things happening, but I didn't have any terms, any way to define it so that it was, how should I say, understandable in the macro. Mm-hmm. So it no longer became just a personal experience for me. It became an experience that I was part of on a macro level, not just on a personal level.
Now you also have a website where people can come to as well and find information and meet and talk with other people as well. Is that true? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And again, I'm just getting my website, as you, Michelle, have done a beautiful job on it. I have so much content over the amount of years that it's in the process. It's still in process. So if anyone goes to the site, just have patience, hang in there. We're going through the glitches. We're like Michelle is with her studio. I'm redefining my whole practice because I realized that, you know, I'm being guided to help people with this ascension process because all of the experience that I have on a personal level. So, again, you know, there is information out there. There's information on my site. There's support there. And there is information all over the place now at this time. It's just almost, if you're on any kind of a spiritual path, it's almost impossible to pass up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I think the other thing that I can say about the ascension process that might be of help is that, again, like what I said before, as well as it, in addition to it being a very individual experience, it affects people in different ways. So depending on what we're here for, there are many of us that, you know, are here as teachers, as path cutters, indigos, and we all have our purpose here. And there is no value difference. We're all here to, at this time, especially at this time in human history, for a lot of disclosures to come about and a lot of things to be exposed that most of the population is just not ready to accept, but we're getting there. And mm-hmm. believe me, this is not going to happen overnight. You know, people all waiting for 2012. So 2012 and 2012 and the Mayan calendar here and this calendar and all that. And this is going to be, you know, Armageddon and all that. That's not going to happen. What it's about is this process that has started a while ago and it will continue. So in relativity, when you talk about being a long time, for us it may seem like a long time because this process may take 100 years till people are ready to really wake up and actually real changes start to take place in every area of our human life, in Western medicine, and learning how we can heal ourselves. I mean, there's so much that is being disclosed and in the process, and this process is going to go on. So each of us has a role, and each of us, without any value difference, each of us is on a different stair step, and we each have jobs. People like myself who are first wave path cutters and starseed indigos, we're here with that type of a body, DNA, that makeup, that we're able to bring in these frequencies and bring in this information so that in order to help people. And then there are some people that work in different areas of it. There are so many of us
that's
here
right.
that
there's
are doing this work.
Yes.
And considering, too, we still are a very small minority. But that doesn't mean that everyone is not going through the ascension process.
Very true. A lot of people are and just aren't aware or don't know what it is or how it's supposed to feel, but they're going through it. I totally agree with that. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So Sandra, let people know what your website is and how they can contact you if they need anything and what some of the services are that you offer. We've only got a few minutes left.
Okay, well, I think I'm not sure whether my email is active yet, but if it is, it will be info@cinderesis.com, cinderesiswisdom.com. And my website, of course, is Cinderesis Wisdom, S-Y-N-D-E-R-E-S-I-S, wisdom.com. And there'll be a lot more information being posted, hopefully weekly. And, you know, I just ask for people to have patience with that because there is a many, many years of information that I've put together that I'm in the process of getting together and putting into the site. So,
Yeah.
And I've read through some of your website, and it is amazing all the things that you've gone through. So if anybody's interested, please go to CinderesasWisdom.com, and you can learn more about Sandra and everything that she has to offer. And we want to thank you, Sandra, for being with us today and for doing this interview yet again. And we apologize for last time, but this is on.
Well, maybe
totally
I'll keep getting better at it.
So thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank
have
you,
a great day.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, what an amazing woman.
Right? She has been through so much, and just from reading some of the stuff on her website, I'm surprised, you know, that she's got the vision and everything just so clear that it really amazes me.
Yeah, and I think it's just really a matter now of putting it in order, putting it in some type of chronological order almost, so that people can follow, you know, maybe where they are in their ascension process. So it's really exciting. It's a beautiful website. She's an amazing artist. And as you all know, she has a lot to share, a lot to share.
That's great. So we've got about 3 minutes left, Michelle. Why don't we tell everybody what we're doing next week?
Yes, so this week we will be launching this broadcast on video, and that's going to come up tomorrow. And just really working on putting that studio together. I'm really excited about it. Again, bear with us. Maybe we are going through the ascension process, Robin. Maybe this is the challenges we're facing.
Right? It could be. It really could be. You never know.
Right?
I welcome it.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
Right. So, our topic next week?
Yeah, next week, had we decided what we were going to talk about next week?
I think we decided next week we were going to do readings for everybody. We're going to do every other week. We're going to do psychic reading. So if anybody listening to this would like to have either an email question sent in, you know, these are going to be really quick because we do get a lot of requests for doing readings. So, you know, one or two questions, and you can send those to michellemelioonline@gmail.com or to me, robincraigenmedium@yahoo.com. And we will answer those questions on air. Or you can phone in as a guest and get your question aired live at 713-955-0351. And we'll talk to you next week when we do readings on the air.
Great. Thank you so much for all that you do, Robin. And thank you, everybody, for listening in. Once again, this has been Mind Tripping with Michelle. I've been your host, Michelle Melio, and Robin Cragen, co-host. We'll see you next week.
Great. See you later.
Um.